This is episode 2207 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to the final episode of our series on procrastination. We've been exploring how to pursue the things that matter most to you, or to pause those goals that maybe aren't right for you at this time. Throughout this week's series, you've discovered in each episode every single day a different meditation technique to help you stop procrastinating. Along with this series, you've had, as always, a weekly challenge. And this is where you go on a quest for a week related to the theme to deepen your experience of the goal for the week. Your goal, the theme, has been to consider the goals you have and to see how they really apply to your life. You've had a question each day that I share with you on the podcast, and you have been challenged as part of your quest to ask yourself this question and to reflect on it, to see how it relates to your goals. So your final question for this week's challenge is to first bring to mind a goal you've been focusing on this week. Or if you're just joining us, that's just perfect. Think about maybe a goal you set for yourself this year. Maybe you don't do goals. Maybe you have a word for the year. Bring to mind what you're focusing on that you want to accomplish in your life right now. What's important to you? And now ask yourself the question, what would your life look like a year from now if you completed your goal? I'll be guiding you through this reflection question in today's meditation. So that is your final reflection question. You can always go a little more deeply into a particular series on today's sponsor of the podcast, the Sip and Om Meditation app. You receive a journal and a slowdown guide that goes right along with the week's theme. We launch into a brand new series tomorrow. We start a new series every Sunday. For you, that might be another day, but I always launch a brand new series here on the podcast every Sunday. So if you would like to try out a little deeper guided meditation experience, you can try the Sip and Om Meditation app for a week free, 7 full days, a full series free, to see what you think. So now, as you get ready to settle yourself down to meditate, congratulate yourself for all you're doing as you meditate. Begin to relax your mind and body and know you are not alone. I'd like to introduce you to your fellow meditator, Allison from Ontario, Canada. She says, "I love your podcast. I've recommended it to many friends and look forward to listening as part of my daily routine. I find it particularly relaxing to listen while taking a bubble bath before bed. I find that I can get in my head about things that happen over the workday, and your words help me to remove those thoughts and practice more positive self-talk." So thank you, Allison, for sharing your journey, because this positive self-talk is so important for you, just as the questions you discovered each day help you as a way of positive self-talk in regard to procrastination. So as you calm your mind and body, Notice where you're holding tension. Gently breathe in to release this tension. Let it go. I'm going to guide you through each question you discovered on your quest this week. Bring to mind your goal, what you've been focusing on this week, something you want to accomplish in your life. With a straight spine and with your eyes gently uplifted to the point between your eyebrows, your shoulders relaxed, your jaw soft, your stomach soft. Reflect on why you need, want, or feel you must pursue this particular goal. What's one small step you could take to achieve your goal? And when could you take this small step towards your goal? What's the hardest part about accomplishing your goal? How could you make it easier? What would a successful person do to accomplish this goal? How will you feel if you don't complete your goal? How could you help someone else accomplish their goal? What would your life look like a year from now if you accomplished your goal? What would it look like if you didn't accomplish your goal? starts to settle down, and enjoy this beautiful stillness you're creating in yourself. You are so worth slowing down for. Thank you.